let's see, and a big one that you would, maybe that
the
would
the big
have,
one is a grindstone.
Okay, would that have a wheel that you could
It would have a wheel.
Okay. Let's see, what would you call, oh, different kinds or different shapes of boats that you could ride?
Well, any of them would be a rowboat. If it's flat on both ends, it's a bateau.
Mm-hmm.
One kind is a scow, but that's big and clumsy. And of course, a canoe is sharp on both ends. You know how a canoe is shaped.
Yeah.
And those are about the only boat names I know that are with me from originally. Of course, I knew about racing shells and such as that, but I didn't talk about them very frequently.
Well, we're not gotten so far. Let's see. If
you need the spellings of those.
I don't think so. At dinner, the food passes you by, and you want to know maybe the passengers around the table, and you want to know whether you're going to get any or not. What would you ask?
May I have the beans?
Okay.
I'll pass the beans, please.
Okay. Well, would you ever ask a question like, well, aren't I going to get any, or am I going to get
some? I can't think of anything in particular.
You probably wouldn't say that.
I probably could just say, pass the beans, please, or may I have some beans?
Okay. Suppose your child's been running around looking for clothes. And you go and find them for them, and you call them and say,
I say, here they are.
Okay. Or using them instead of using the pronouns.
Here you go.
Okay. And you might want to let someone know that a lot of people have this opinion. Or you aren't the only person. It isn't only you who thinks this. You might say there are what? Many people who...
There are many people who think so?
Okay, and you're maybe petting a dog that doesn't know you, and that's kind of scared of him. You want to let him know that you won't hurt him. You might say, I'm what? Going to hurt you.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Okay. And if you want somebody to confirm what you said, you might turn to them and say, I'm right.
Am I not?
Okay. Is that what you should say?
That's what I would say.
Okay.
But that's probably the overglaze of English teaching.
Well, my roommate came out with the same thing. For the same reason I teased her about it, are you sure? And she changed it. I'm not sure if she hadn't been right the first time. Let's see. Someone protests, oh, you shouldn't do that.
You say, oh, that's all right.
You would say, we what? Going to do it anyway.
We were going to do it anyway.
Okay. And someone asked you, did you break that window? It's been broken. And you want to let them know that...
I did not.
Okay, well, you would say, no, it what?
No, it wasn't I.
Okay.
And that, I know, must be an overlay of English teacher, because 99 and 99 100% of my neighbors, cultured or otherwise, would say, it wasn't me.
Okay. And they wouldn't say, it wasn't either. They'd say, it wasn't.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, that's right.